Good morning, Mark.
You sound. Do you have a cold?
Oh yeah, for the past 10 days. It's been lovely. Yes.
Yeah.
If you take a week off, you get sick. I should just stay at work all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And you got that from the flu shot, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're joking, of course. You can't get the flu from the flu shot. We've talked about this before. It's a running joke between us.
Yeah.
But by the way, Sunday House Call is on the air on Sunday on CFRA, but it'll be aired after the 67s game. And we'll continue until 6 o'clock. So it'll be on the air a little bit later and perhaps for an extended period of time and on the air till 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, and I was going to bring up, Mark, as well, that there was an interesting study I came across. I'm going to bring it up on Sunday. You know how we talked about head injuries and concussions? We talk about all the time with kids and athletes and such. Well, there is a study that came out that actually showed they wanted to look at what happened to athletes when they got hit, but didn't have the signs of concussion per se, that they just had the hitting and the grinding and bumping and the head injuries versus those that didn't have head injuries. And they found, and this is what was interesting, a protein that was released from the brain into the bloodstream that correlated with the degree of damage that occurred to the brain over time. And what in fact happens is that the body creates an immune response to this particular protein. And they're suspecting that this would be an interesting way of detecting on the bench whether somebody should actually go back into the game or not, because it seems to correlate with the degree of damage. And over time, they suspect that this is what is responsible for a lot of the brain diseases that you see later on, because
So it's not the initial impact. It's the fact that when people are still hurt, they're going back in.
That's right, and it disrupts what's called the blood-brain barrier. The brain has a mechanism to prevent a lot of things that are in our body to actually go into the brain tissue, and as a result of that, when you disrupt it, you actually allow compounds and proteins that normally your brain does not see to actually go into it and also into your body the other way, and your body creates an autoimmune response. It sees this as foreign and looks at that tissue as being a foreign body and attacks it. And so the thought is that this is a potential mechanism that leads to a lot of the punch drunk diseases or dementias or Parkinsonian type diseases that you see because of this disruption. And they found that even people that didn't have concussions but had these repeat injuries without having the loss of consciousness actually developed these conditions as well. So it's an interesting mechanism that actually can be measured now, that even on the bench, if they see these levels of protein, they can say, no, you've had an injury that actually causes kind of brain damage.
And you'll be talking about that more on Sunday.
I'll be talking about it more on Sunday.
Right on. Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome,
Hope you're
Mark.
Feeling better soon.
Thanks.